Just outside of Kew in London. And it's just, I mean, this place is just gorgeous.
Oh, kitty! Meow! Oh, hello!
Anyway.
Woohoo!
These are the River Thames, or this is the River Thames. Thames? The, or these? I mean, it's like one river, but like, I mean, it's mostly infinite water molecules. So plural might be more fitting. That makes me think about, like, we think of ourselves as these internal, you know, there's this internal experience that we're having inside of our skin that makes us feel like that's what I am. That's what I'm, Sebastian, and I have a heart and lungs. All the stuff that's in my body. That's what I think of myself as in my mind. And then there's this external part of this existence. There's me, and then there's all this stuff. The river, all these trees, space. In the same way that this tree, all of these trees, have their own internal experience, their network of bark and sap and leaves, you know. But to that tree, I am in that tree's external. So based on that tree's perception, I am walking around in the universe that tree associates as being separate from itself, its internal experience. So if I'm the external of everything that I perceive to be external, then what is my internal? My internal is the infinite external of my external. Okay. What I'm trying to say is there is no internal or external because they are inseparable. So there's no internal and there's no external. There's just the eternal, which is what we all are. We are the infinite, eternity, universe, having this particular experience right now, walking along the River Thames in London. And all of these, everything around me is having its own internal experience simultaneously with the external. That is all, we're all just the same thing. And like the water molecules, for example, we can go down to the atomic structure of all of the water molecules in this river, and they would all be, from that one molecule's perspective, internally surrounded by this massive lake of external water molecules, plus then space and everything else. But from that molecule's perspective, it's just one little molecule floating through. But from our perspective, it's part of the whole lake, river. So it just comes down to perspective. And no matter how long you viewed yourself as a tiny little being having an internal experience in a forever separated external reality, you can shift that perspective instantly, right now. And I think the way to do it, probably, well, it's certainly not through thinking. It's just by experiencing what's happening and not drawing the boundaries between internal and external. And sinking into the feeling of what it feels like to be inseparable from everything that is. Feels good. There's never a moment in my internal reality's existence that's happened outside of the external reality that it exists in. And yet we draw this boundary between the two as if
we are disconnected from this external reality that we've never been disconnected from. We're still in this universe. So if we've never existed outside of this universe, then why do we feel separate from it? No one in the history of existence has existed outside of this universe. And you don't have to draw those lines in the sand of existence if you don't want to. It's crazy what it feels like. It's like this trust in your external, in the way that you trust your internal. You know, neither of them require conscious attention to happen. The beating of your heart happens regardless of whether or not you are intending to do that. And the external reality goes on whether or not you're trying. So you just get to fucking flow through this shit. And realize that despite everything that's happened, everything that you've gone through, you've never been apart. You've never been disconnected. I certainly had countless thoughts and feelings associated with those thoughts that don't feel good. Thoughts and feelings thoughts that make me feel disconnected, isolated, alone. And this shifted perspective makes me feel like I'm fucking friends with all these trees. Like, come on, guys, this is it. Here we are. Here we all are doing this. And we're all each other's internals and externals. We're all eternal. I'm sober. All right, so what does that mean?
Well, meaning probably isn't the right thing to be trying to conclude. What does it feel like? What does it feel like to release the never-ending, consistently stressful and negative feelings and beliefs associated with feeling separate? It feels like you are exactly where you are supposed to be.
It feels like you're connected. It feels like you're reconnecting your consciousness to the collective. The collective consciousness that you've always been. The collective reality that you've always been experiencing. It feels like you're reconnecting your conscious roots. And I consistently slip out of it. But every time I catch myself having slipped out of it, and I become aware of the thoughts that I was having when I felt this feeling shift from infinite connectedness to isolation, the thoughts associated are so consistently having to do with me thinking of myself as something else, other than everyone, everything, all. It's me catching myself thinking I'm not where I need to be in life. I need to have more things. I need to be more successful. Here are all of these people that I'm seeing in my, quote, external reality, having these things that I think I need. Which is also funny because I don't define myself. I, based on this isolated perspective, I think of, you know, like a Rolls Royce as my external reality. But if I own it, then I merge with merge it with my egoic self that isolate itself. Now I have more stuff. You're trying to accumulate things and get bigger to try to escape this feeling of isolation that is only there because you are thinking that you're isolated. You think that there's something that you need to do to... something that you need to get that will rid you of this feeling. But the feeling is only there because you think. Well, just flat out that you think at all, because without thinking, this wouldn't be. But specifically, generally, thinking about yourself from a totally different perspective than what is going on. Thinking of yourself as someone who's not enough and needs to achieve all of these things, and then you will be enough. But the problem isn't in the lack of achieving that you've done, the lack of money that you've made, or whatever. The problem is in your perceptions. Your perception will never allow you to feel complete, because your perception is that you are isolated and incomplete. So no amount of external achievements will resolve the internal feeling of isolated existence. Anyway, so going back to what I was saying. Oh yeah, the thoughts that I catch myself thinking. You know, it's always that kind of stuff. And it's also like, people are mad at me. People in my external reality are mad at me. And they might be a threat. Maybe because they're upset with me, they'll decide to hurt me or something. Or not be my friend anymore. And then we get into the survival element of life that we're all hardwired to try to do. And I don't know. I mean, I guess I doubt that... Well, as this perception shifts to you being the whole, and your internal and external realities merge, then you're not even identified with yourself as this body. You're not even... You're not identified with this body because this body isn't what you are. It's an aspect of what you are. But what you are is all. So, like, you're just a bunch of atoms and molecules that will change and shift and evolve and morph into other types of things and non-things. And so all of those types of thoughts, they all have to do with this adversarial relationship between the internal and the external. And as that relationship dissolves, then all, like, external success is your own. Not your own in the sense of you owning it, but it is what you are. It's what is. Or maybe you won't be so worried about people being mad at you because, well, first of all, you know that when you feel this way, your intention is pure. I mean, presumably always, because you feel one with everything. You wouldn't want to do anything to hurt anyone else because it's you. And so you maybe will recognize that anyone who is upset with you is just feeling not this. Or maybe you just have a trust in what's happening and the unfolding of reality that allows you to not need to try to get anyone else to change. You just exist as you are here. And you just have, like, total freedom. Total trust and freedom in the unfolding. I mean, I think that's it.
I think
I think that's all it is. Yeah, I'm thinking too, like, the last vlog that I did in Iceland, I was like, oh, people are gonna think I'm weird for recording me. That is an absolute isolated thought. My external reality's gonna think that I'm weird. Dude, that's you! Oh man, it feels good. And it's interesting to ride this wave of isolation and equanimity, isolation and integration, or reintegration. Well, it's not even you've always been integrated. You've always been integrating, kind of implies separation at some point. It's like conceptual integration by releasing conceptions. Like you rid yourself of all of the stress of conceptions just by letting them go. You can certainly come up with conceptions, perceptions that feel better. That's great too. Maybe there isn't even like a better or worse. It's just up to you. Yeah. You certainly don't lose the ability to respond to danger and things that threaten your internal. You just don't have the incessant fear and like tension associated with potential danger or potential perceptions shifting, which would be dangerous, getting kicked out of the tribe. You know, all of these things dissolve. They dissolve when you perceive yourself as the whole, which never dies. Changes.